setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I am coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. Simple way to jump in, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577 is a toll-free number. You can email the show, ask at kencoleman.com. kencoleman.com is the website with tons of free and paid resources to help this journey go more effectively for you. This journey, what is this journey we're talking about on the Ken Coleman Show? We're talking about living and working on purpose. You were created to work, to contribute. And this is why so many men and women are miserable in their work, just trying to make it through the week, because there's no purpose in their particular work. Does their work have purpose? Yes, but they don't see their purpose connected to it. So we want to help you figure out what your sweet spot is. I like to call that your contribution zone. Another way of saying it, this is where you were created to contribute. It's where you use what you do best, talent, to do work you love, passion, to produce results that matter to you, mission. So when you put them all together, using talent as a tool to perform work you love, passion, to produce results that matter to you, it points basically a straight arrow right into the marketplace. There's all kinds of places you can do that work. Multiple career paths. So that should take the pressure off. It's not a silver bullet. Hard to figure out. Answer. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's get started with Josh, who joins us in Louisville, Kentucky. Josh, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
How are you, Ken?
I'm living the dream, Josh. How can I help?
I'm searching for my what I'm ready. I'm nervous, obviously.
That's okay. Hey, listen, man. We've done this before.
Ready to discover what I'm created to do. Right. I'm on my second life. I had an amazing life before. Before now, however, I'm now a better man than I've ever been before. I used to be a corporate pilot, and that was my love and my passion. Almost 10 years ago, I suffered an accident, a crash, and in the meantime, had a brain injury and stroke. So I'm no longer allowed to fly. So I'm looking what God has planned for me.
Oh.
I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for God. So,
well, that's amazing, and congrats on the recovery, the fortitude that you had to have spiritually, emotionally, mentally. You deserve a lot of congrats and way to go. That's incredible.
Yes, sir.
So I think what we got.
I can name negatives all day long, but
yeah. The
one positive thing that trumps every single one of the negatives is I was found by Jesus Christ, and that's why I'm here today.
I love it. Okay, so here's what we got to figure out. You are limited by the trauma, the injuries.
Correct.
And so what we got to figure out is, can we find some clues in what you love most about flying and point to some other things you can do now that where you don't have the physical limitations? Because obviously flying is very unique, but what are the commonalities of the functions of the work that you love to do? So describe what you love most about flying, why you loved it so much.
I love seeing new places and meeting new people. I love that more than anything.
Interesting.
The flying was just a bonus. We always said it was an overrated bus driver.
Interesting. So it was really about the variety of relationship.
Absolutely.
Interaction and
yes, sir.
Environmental experience.
Correct.
And when I say environmental experience, I'm not using it technically. I'm saying you liked being in new places all the time, meeting new people. So that's very interesting. Are you able to drive, or are you limited there?
Absolutely. I can do more than with one hand than most people can with two. I'm limited on my left hand. I can squeeze, but I can't let go. So, yes, sir, I can drive, to answer your question.
What kind of money do you need to make?
50 plus.
Okay. So I want you to tell me again in the audience the way you said it. You used to call yourself a taxi driver, something about being in the air. You weren't a private pilot. You were a, how'd you say it?
Overrated bus driver.
overrated bus driver. So I think you have to say, oh, wait a second. If I'm not allowed to fly a plane, what would be some other things that I could do that allow me to still be that overrated bus driver? And right. It could be you driving a nice sedan for executives. You know, you live in Louisville, Kentucky. It's a major airport there. It's big-time sports there, big-time companies. I know that every time I've gone to New York for Ramsey Solutions or L.A., we have a professional driver. They many times own their own business, you know, and they drive corporate executives around, celebrities, whatever it is. But they're wearing nice suits, and they're driving these really nice big black SUVs or town cars. You know, there's a lot of ways you can go with this. But I think that you getting behind the wheel of a car, or in some ways getting back into transportation, which gives you that scenery change. So, you know, you've got a lot of different scenery changes as it relates to people and places, and you can do that even locally. You don't have to fly a plane to kind of have a new experience from an environment standpoint, and then of course you're driving people around. What are your thoughts on that?
I have experienced a little bit of it. I worked for the most amazing man in the world. I was putting him next to Jesus Christ. I loved it. But he's going to retire soon. I wanted to move on up. And so I looked to try to better my future. And so I took another position within the company. And I lost my father this year. And so I moved home to be with my mother.
Yeah.
So I like that opportunity. As far as a cab or taxi driver, no. I wouldn't mind a executive driver.
Yeah, that's just one idea. Because when you started off the call, you were saying, hey, kid, I have no idea what I want to do. But
I'm starting from ground zero.
Yeah, you are and you aren't. Do you see how I drew that comparison, though, to flying? And,
yes, sir.
You know, it could be, listen, you could do something like driving for UPS or Coca-Cola or Pepsi or, you know, whatever. Those guys can do quite well behind the wheel of a truck, making deliveries. They've got a route, you know, they're going to make relationships with people. They're very important. So I don't want you to be consumed with just the one idea, but I think what you're looking for is something where you can meet people and kind of have that different flow to every day, because that's what you love, is the interaction, right?
Yes, yes, sir. I do not like routine. I've done that for a minute, and
well, again,
I was like a mouse on a wheel. I hate
right.
it.
If you can't fly a plane, but you can drive a truck, or you can drive a sedan or a limo, I think you need to look into those things. I really do, because I think it's the exact same role, just different location. Make sense?
Right. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you got to do that. Let me tell you what we did. Right there, all we did. When an opportunity is taken from somebody, what we do is we go in and we look at that opportunity that they loved. In this case, a physical injury has taken this opportunity away from Josh. So we go, okay, what'd you love most about flying? And Joe, he never one time said anything about the actual flying. It was just new people, new places. So that's why we simplify this and go, oh, well, great. I think that's the way to go for you, Josh. Look into it. Talk to some people who do it. I think you're going to get confirmation. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Ken Coleman here with my wife, Stacy. Studies show that smiling improves your physical and emotional health.
That's why we love the Burst Sonic toothbrush.
The unique soft charcoal bristles powerfully remove plaque-causing bacteria.
I really love the three modes, whitening, sensitive, and massage, and they look fantastic on our counter.
Burst Smart and Affordable Replacement Head Subscription is just $6 every 90 days. So visit burstoralcare.com and use the code KEN to grab a Burst brush for as low as $49.99. That's burstoralcare.com. The Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, 844-747-2577. Welcome aboard, wherever you're listening, however you're listening. This is a different kind of talk radio show. We're not talking politics, we're talking purpose. And your purpose is not a grand mystery that is unsolvable. I understand it's a puzzle for many people. We've got the puzzle pieces. There's three pieces: talent, passion, and mission. Talent's what you do best. Those are the tools, hard skills, and soft skills that you use to do work. Now, passion I define as work you love. You just love the work. Notoriety for it, you know, affirmation, money. None of that matters. You just love the work. Now, that's all nice, and we love those things, money and affirmation. The point is you do the work because you love the work. It brings out high emotion and high devotion. And finally, mission, results that matter to you. So all work creates a result. So what are the results you want to produce day in and day out? And when those three puzzle pieces or gifts from your creator line up, now you're in your sweet spot or contribution zone. And people look at you and go, wow, you were born for this. It's just obvious to everybody. So if you don't know much about yourself, you're not really clear, let's get clear. That's stage one. Stage two, some of you are clear on what you want to do, but you need to get qualified. Let's help you come up with a plan. And while you're getting qualified, you need to get connected. Some of you are already clear and qualified. You just simply need to get connected so you get some opportunities. You're afraid to put yourself out there. At some point, you're going to get an opportunity. It's time to say yes and start. Maybe a new path. Get started to stage four. Stage five is get promoted. You'll move up the ladder. Stage six is the dream job. It's what you've longed to do. You're in that sweet spot and you're just maxing out. And you're walking simultaneously in stage seven, give yourself away because you're working for legacy and meaning for yourself and the significance you produce each day. So that's the journey. It's doable. I can help you. You do have the answers. Forgive my voice, folks. My allergies are killing me and, well, my voice comes and goes. Let's go to Alberta, Canada next. And Herschel is on the line in Alberta, Canada. Herschel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, and thanks for taking my question.
You bet. What's up?
Hey, I just graduated with an engineering degree, petroleum, about in the spring, so like 6 months ago.
Okay, great.
And I did not have any internship or co-op experience. So I, in my opinion, I think that's the challenge that's keeping me to get the foot in the door. I don't know what else I could do. I have been going to the offices in person as well, like any oil companies or whatnot, looking for entry-level engineers. So that's what's been the struggle I feel. I don't know if there's anything else I've been applying to, whatever opportunity I see. But I don't know, I'm sort of losing hope, so to speak.
Yeah. How many months have you been applying?
How many months have I been applying, you said?
Yeah. Two-part question. How many months has it been that you've started the process, and then how many times have you actually applied? Do you have a number for me?
I can look at my journal. I usually apply. It should be 10 to 12 companies that I've applied, if I was to go on the top of my head.
Okay, great.
And I've dropped off some resumes too, like in person, even though there's no opening, I just walk up to just introduce myself. Yeah. But like with COVID, it kind of became hard.
Yeah, what is it? And that's my question is, what's the hiring environment like? What's the employment environment like in Canada?
It is pretty hard. I'm not going to lie. Like the EIT engineering training positions, entry levels are, I would probably say I've seen 4 or 5 that's specific for petroleum since about June. Like in Alberta or BC, like my neighboring province where there is a lot of oil jobs.
Uh-huh.
But I've been applying for, let's say, a QA position, like a quality assurance or stuff like that too, because they don't really need a particular engineer.
Uh-huh.
As long as you have you got some engineering knowledge.
Are you getting any interviews?
I haven't got the interviews. See, that's a problem because I also applied to some technical sales position because right now I'm in retail. So I'm like a department manager at one of the big box stores.
Good.
So hold on. I'm working.
I know you're hustling, but you're just going about it the wrong way. And I'm glad you called. Okay. So I'm going to get you straight and let you come up. You know, I'm going to get you on a plan here and a strategy. But what I want to understand is, again, how many months have you been going after this?
Well, I would say like good hard 4 to 6 months. 6 months, let's call it.
All right. Okay. So we've got two things going on. Number one, you don't have as many positions open. The engineering,
that's
a big challenge. And that's COVID related. So hopefully that begins to thaw pretty soon. The second big challenge you've got is you're just kind of this unknown person who's applying online or showing up in person and dropping off a resume, and there's no position that you're actually applying for. And so here we got this sharp guy named Herschel who's got this degree and he's talented, all the things. But the problem is you're just going about it the wrong way, and you were just another resume in a pile of resumes. Is that fair?
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah.
But can I add one more point to that if you don't mind?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so out of the 3-4 places where in person dropped off, I did apply to, because I talked to one of the person, and luckily it was a hiring manager, and it was a technical sales position. So I did hear from her, but that position got pulled off again because of the economy. But she's like, I'll keep you in mind. So I think the personal interaction helped.
Sure.
But like, you're right. I'm just applying to a position that basically don't even exist.
Yeah,
right?
So
that's my general.
That's right. And by the way, that's what most people do. So I'm not pointing this out to criticize you. I'm pointing this out
to say,
hey, look, I don't know how long you listen to the show, but I teach, look, we're going to use the proximity principle. So in order to become an engineer, an environmental engineer or whatever it is, if I heard you correctly,
Petroleum.
We got to be around people that are doing it in places where it's happening. So how can we do that in 2021 in Canada, okay, in Alberta, Canada? How do we do that? How do we get around those people, okay? So we start going, all right, I need to make some connections to these key companies where I've already applied. Nothing's happened. I don't have to give up. But how do I make a relationship connection with somebody who's an actual engineer or a hiring manager for engineers in these companies? How do I do that? Well, I sit back and I go, okay, I'm going to look at my web of connections. Think of it as spider web. And so the inner web is all the close friends and family. And then the outer web is kind of just fans out. And it's former coworkers, former students, colleagues, acquaintances, people that you don't know super well, but if you saw them on the street and said hi, they'd say hi back. And we start going, okay, I've got to do an exercise where I look at all these companies that have either positions now that are open or I'd eventually like to get there. And I go, how do I get in? Because I've got the engineering degree. I just got to get in the building.
Yes.
And so what we do is we play the relationship card. And we go, all right, so how many people do I know in Alberta, Canada, and around the globe? How many people do they know? And I get super specific by going, listen, I'm trying to get in with company XYZ, company ABC, company DEF, whatever. And you're going, all right.
Right.
And this position is open. Does anybody, know anybody that works in that company?
That corporation.
Yeah. And so this is hard work in the sense that, you just have to work it. But the other thing is I'm going to challenge you. Who are some engineers that you know from either your schooling, but you've got to be on the phone, Zoom calls, to the extent that you can meet with them in person and have coffee or drinks or whatever.
Right.
You've got to be hanging around people that are active engineers, because guess what they're going to do? They're going to go, oh, Herschel's a great guy. He's looking for an opportunity, looking for a break. I'm going to keep my ears open. And then eventually something's going to pop. But everything I just described, folks, there's nothing like super amazing advice I just gave there, but this is the intentionality to be persistent and the intentionality to be strategic. So I want to be persistent, but I don't want to just be persistent and just submit a bunch of online resumes. That's not working for Herschel and it's not working for you. It's the intentionality to be strategic. Intentional in and of itself, we got to have a strategy. Hang on the line. Let's get you a copy of my book, the best-selling The Proximity Principle. It'll really help you. The rest of you, go get it, kencoleman.com. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, coming to you from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, talking about what you were created to do. You were created to fill a unique role in and through your work. That means you are needed, and that means you must do it. Somebody out there needs you to show up and be the best version of you. This isn't an option. That's why some of you ache in your heart each week as you look back on your work week. You know you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. And we make all kinds of excuses as to why we're not doing it. It's too hard, costs too much, I have to learn some more. I might have to go to school. I'm too old. It's too late. I've heard them all. None of it's true. 844-747-2577. You're one phone call away from clarity. And with that clarity comes confidence and courage. And that's what we need to be who we were created to be. Alicia, am I saying that right? Alicia in Atlanta, Georgia is going to start us off. Alicia, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help?
So basically, I've taken your quiz, and my results were wrong place.
Oh, the should I quit my job quiz. Very nice. Were you surprised by that result?
The funny thing is, back in 2019, I knew it was true because I caught myself sitting in my chair looking up at the ceiling.
Yeah. Well, we've all been there.
Yes. And so now I'm at a place in my time where I'm like, okay, I just want to do what I'm called to do.
Yes.
And I want to be effective.
Yes.
But I can't do that without having clear, concise steps towards where I belong. And I'm going to be honest, where I work, I enjoy, you know, some of the work that I do, but management is not open to change. And I've... not to go too deep with it, they're just not open.
Yeah.
And that doesn't sit right with me.
Well, that's okay. You know why? Because you've just figured out that you're in the wrong place anyway. So we're going to start moving today on some level. So the question is, where do we want to go to? Where does Alicia really want to be? What kind of work do you really want to do?
I've talked to some people who know me, and I'm considered to be a good listener. I like to produce results where I can get the work done quicker. I like to show people how to use what they have to maximize and create quicker results.
Okay. How would you describe that? Forget about title, job title. Okay. What would you say that role is? The role of, I'm filling the role of, when you describe that kind of work?
I would say just having the opportunity to sit with someone and to show them what they have and then maximize on it.
Okay, great. Is that in a corporate environment where you're teaching them an actual process or a task?
It doesn't have to be corporate. I think it's just a matter of just simply trying to just be effective, just trying to get the person there.
Yeah. So is that instructor? Is it coach? What is that? Trainer?
I never actually thought about that.
Yeah, that's why I'm pushing you towards that idea of a role. Meaning, I don't want you to feel like that's the only word that you can use. But it's like, think about it. Ken, if I was all day, every day training, instructing, coaching, I'm trying to get you to fill in that word. What do you think that word is that best describes the role you'd love to get paid for?
I want to say instructor.
That's what I think. It keeps coming up. I just want to show somebody how to do it. So the question is, who do you want to show and what do you want to show them? This is the fun part. So we've been talking about passion, the work you love to do, instructing, which is there's communicating there, there's connecting, there's all kinds of work in there, okay? But we want to look at mission, results that matter most to you, Alicia, that you want to create. So the question is, who do you most want to instruct? What do you want to instruct them on? What problem are you solving by instructing them? And then what are the solutions you want to instruct them with? Make sense now?
Yeah. Okay, so can I at least tell you what I like to do?
Yeah. No, tell me. Answer those. Okay. Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so I'm really good with remembering information.
Okay.
I love to read and write.
Uh-huh.
I'm a great organizer, and I'm a critical thinker.
Yeah, all of that is good because you have to have those talents to be a good instructor, yes or no?
Yes, you do.
So who do you most want to instruct? Who are the people? Tell me.
What comes to mind is women.
Great.
Young girls, you know, helping them, you know, sitting them down and getting them clear about where they want to be.
Okay.
Personally.
All right. So is it, am I hearing a little Ken Coleman here? Am I hearing a little, I want to help people figure out what they were created to do in their work, or I want to help them figure out?
I do see that a little bit. Okay. I do, because, and I'll say this, I've had experiences from before where I was always talking to someone of my same, a peer of mine, or just, you know, women in general.
Yeah.
And I've always seemed to have, it's eight girls in my family, so I was always talking to one of my sisters about something, and I still have one of my older sisters to come to me for advice.
Yeah, see, that's not just instruction. There's a little bit of that counselor guide in you, correct?
Okay. Yeah.
So where are those young women at? If you were going to go today, now I want you to get super specific, okay?
Okay.
Because I know the Atlanta, Georgia area. I lived in Suwanee, just north of the city, for 11 years.
Okay.
I know the city pretty well. Where in Atlanta would you go today? If I said, all right, I'm replacing your salary, Alicia. I've got your salary covered. Your job is to pick somewhere in the city, a different place each day, where you're going to go counsel, instruct, coach, guide young women. Where would you go first? Describe them. Forget about the organization. Just go, who would you be coaching in Atlanta tomorrow? If you started tomorrow, the young women, who would they be? What would you be doing? Describe the people group.
It would be at the school. It could be...
Yeah. Keep going. Is it at a community college, young women, where you're basically an academic advisor, maybe?
Yeah, like kind of just traveling in different locations and just getting people clear about where they want to be.
Okay, so here's the deal. You've got some more homework to do, okay?
Okay.
I'm not going to put you on the spot anymore, but I want you to... You took the Should I Quit My Job quiz at my website. I also want you to do the Career Clarity Guide. Have you taken that? It's also a free resource.
I did.
Okay.
I did.
All right. I want you to go back into that exercise, and I've walked you through it just now, but I want you to start to identify all the types of jobs in the Atlanta area, greater Atlanta area, that would allow you to pour into young women. It could be in the community college as an advisor. It could be working in the school system as a guidance counselor. It could be working for a nonprofit ministry that helps single moms. I don't know, but you've got to find where all the young women are in Atlanta, who's serving them, and then what are the positions that are available in those organizations that are serving these young women. And you're going, okay, do any of these match up that allow me to be that instructor, that guide, that counselor, that coach? Because that's the role you want to fill. And you're very clear on that. So now it's getting clear on all the types of jobs that would allow you to fulfill that role. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It does.
All right. Now here's the deal. Here's the deal, because I'm about ready to run out of time. So I hate to be quick on you. But once you get that list and things that you've recalled, you were just getting ready to say, I recalled this and I recalled that. You now ask the question, what does it take for me to be qualified for these roles? Am I already qualified? If I'm not, what does it take to get qualified? And I've got to come up with a plan to get qualified. And while I'm getting qualified, I am making connections. I'm using Ken's proximity principle, the number one best-selling book. And I'll give you a copy. Madison, let's give her a copy. She doesn't already have one. And that's what you do. And you begin to create a checklist of things you've got to do. And you'll get there. Speaking of checklists, a lot of you are trying to pay off debt, save and invest, and think about the dream job. And there's all kinds of insurance coverage that you guys think about. Because we're at Ramsey Solutions, we've got the coverage checkup. It's a 5-minute test. Are you spending too much on insurance? Do you need more? Peace of mind. Text the word checkup to 33789. That's checkup to 33789. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. Welcome back to Ken Coleman Show, bringing you clarity, confidence, and courage on a daily basis. By the way, we never run out of those doses. They're always in full supply. They really are. So come on. You need a little lift? keep joining us. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. I will remind many of you, you listen to the show and you get a lot out of other people calling in. Some of you are going, I'm too nervous. I don't know. I don't know if I should call in. Yes, you should call in. Let's fast forward those results. 844-747-2577. Jesse did. Let's go. Jesse's in Dallas, Texas. Jesse, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. I wanted to see if I could get your input today on a situation I have. Right when COVID started last year, my wife and I sold our house. We've always had a dream of moving out of the state. Mm-hmm. And we've chosen a place we'd like to reside, potentially in Kentucky. And I've been growing with my company and like the way things are going. We previously had been able to work remotely even before COVID. Obviously, now we've been completely. And so I'm kind of struggling on kind of find the right approach with management on kind of seeing if I could move forward with the company, but to relocate.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get your input.
So you are currently in remote working situations already?
Yes, sir.
How long you been remote?
Since March of last year.
My goodness. And have they given you any sense on what the return to the office might look like and when?
Not too much. I mean, I've been in a couple of times, but I think we're probably something that I imagine is going to be possibly evaluated, you know, in a few months, but no real handle on it now.
And everything's going well between you and your leader? Like the last time you guys checked in, you feeling like everything's good performance-wise, the company's healthy?
Yeah, and I had expressed some interest in potentially as our business expanded to be able to go out of state if needed. And I kind of expressed that in if they're aware of it, but I don't push on it.
What was the response when you said that?
It was positive.
Are you aware of anybody else that is in your that was in your Dallas location and then is now remote working in a different state?
Well, in the business I work, we do have business in other states. And so there is one other person that's in my role that's in another state. But, you know, my request would be in an area that's where we don't have a market, but it's close within that market. So my idea was to, you know, have the conversation, kind of as I mentioned with you, that, you know, things are going good and I'd like to pursue that. If I could
Does you moving to Kentucky, even though you don't have anything in that specific mm-hmm. market, does that in any way prohibit what you're doing? Or is it not in
my current role. There is potentially some restructuring, so I kind of wanted to touch base with you, like I said, to get some input kind of before, because obviously I wouldn't want to move into something where it wouldn't allow me to do, but I also...
But here, if I'm understanding you correctly, Jesse, you guys have already sold your home and you guys have already picked this place in Kentucky you want to live.
We've been mulling it over, yeah. And so, you know, I think I'm almost there. It's just a matter of, you know, making that last approach.
My point is you don't have a whole lot to lose because at some point, either they're going to say, yes, you can do it, which mm-hmm. makes you just feel a little bit better about it and makes you probably make the move quicker. I don't think it's changing the end result at all. If they say, no, we're not comfortable with that. Am I right?
Okay. Correct.
So go for it. Be kind. Be clear. Be humble. You know, don't drop an ultimatum on them, which you're not going to. Just go in there and go, hey, mm-hmm. here's the deal. Wife and I have made a decision that at some point where you want to move back, and I think it's sooner rather than later, but I'm just processing everything, and I just wanted to know, because of the uniqueness of COVID, and we've been working remote for some time, how open is the company to me working for you in a city where we don't have an actual office or market? Is that something you're open to? If you're not, I totally understand. But I certainly wanted to ask because I'm trying to weigh our options.
Sure. Perfect. No,
and then if they go, you know what? Appreciate it. No, I don't think we're ready to make that move. You go, okay, great. They go, are you leaving? No, I'm not leaving. At least you're not yet, but I think now's the time. You guys have made your decision. It's where you want to go. You know why you want to go there. You have nothing to lose. I don't think they're going to fire you. I don't think they're going to let you go just because you asked a question of, is the next level remote an opportunity? Be clear, kind, humble, ask all the right questions, and then make your decision. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Ken Coleman Show is on your dial, and we're coming to you from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville. If you're new to the show, welcome aboard to a very different kind of talk radio show. It's your show. It's a caller-driven show. We open up the lines for you every day, 844-747-2577. What's different about that, Ken? Is we're not talking politics or sports. We're talking purpose. We're talking work that you've always wanted to do. We're talking about dreams. Not for the sake of the dream job and all the accoutrements, but for the sake of contribution, a contribution that you really want to make to this world, whether it's a side business that eventually becomes your full-time gig, a company you've always wanted to own, the dream job, the corner office, whatever it is, we believe that you were created to work. In other words, created to contribute. We want to help you figure out how to do that. A couple of great free resources I want to mention really quick for you to get involved with. Kind of a way to kick the tires if you're new to the show or if you've been listening for a while. Our free 7-day career checkup challenge is happening at my Ken Coleman community on Facebook. The actual page on Facebook is the official Ken Coleman community. And starting tomorrow, we have a 7-day career checkup challenge. Fun little process to walk you through a true assessment, kind of an inventory of where you are, where the gaps are, and how to get where you want to go. So all you got to do is join the official Ken Coleman community and stop by there tomorrow. Also, our last caller, Alicia, took our Should I Quit My Job quiz. It's 3 minutes or less, 20 questions, and spits out one of four possibilities answering the question, should I quit my job? It's a wildly, wildly popular quiz. It's free, kencoleman.com. So both of those are free resources. And the website, again, kencoleman.com. Make sure you're following me on Instagram. We've got a great community there. And I will equip you and entertain you and encourage you there on Instagram at Ken Coleman. All right, let's go to Sarah, who is on the line in Dallas, Texas. Sarah, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Sarah, I'm living the dream. What's going on?
So, Ken, I was just calling in today because I went on your website and I kind of figured out some of the skills and interests that I have. Mm-hmm. But my biggest issue is finding like this sweet spot or deciding on what industries to pursue within those interests and skills.
Okay, give me the quick list. What are your top talents?
I would say one of my biggest talents that I'm very motivated and determined. I have high attention to detail, and I'm really good at like pushing things forward. I would say those are like my top talents.
Okay, I wrote down focused / determined, detail oriented, and great at execution.
Yes.
That's really powerful. That's good. That's enough. What about the work we love to do? Now I'm going to give you a clue. Many times the things we see on the talent line, determined, detailed, and execution, ninja, we like to do that work. So let me ask you, do you like to do detail work?
I mean, I love it. I mean, I love being able to, like, point out, you know, certain things that are occurring that people may miss.
Is that analysis, then? That's what I was curious about. What kind of detail work do you love? Is it that analysis, kind of quality control, that type of work?
Well, the thing is that initially I did think that when I was looking at different career paths, but when I would read the job description, it almost made me fall asleep.
Okay. That's fine. That's great. So tell me what kind of details you do get excited about.
Let's just say someone is trying to, they're looking for a product or they're looking for housing. I love being able to be that person that like calls out to like, you know, different, like communities or reach out to people and say, hey, you know, I have someone who's looking for this particular, do you have any idea in mind of who and who may provide this service for this person? So more on that level of like being highly detailed, like not necessarily looking at like data, but like being able to like go out and be someone's advocate and like look up resources for them.
Good.
To make a decision. Yeah.
Very good. So that's advocacy. Mm-hmm. So we like research. So the work you love to do is research, mm-hmm. advocacy, mm-hmm. Recommendations, that kind of thing. You like to kind of put your stamp mm-hmm. on it. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I would say.
Because mm-hmm. that execution person in you also likes to deliver a plan, right? Oh, here's a good plan for you, or here is a list of recommendations. That's where the details and the execution come together in the form of research. And mm-hmm. then you kind of analyze and then bundle, package, and then recommend, right? All mm-hmm. for the purposes mm-hmm. of advocating for somebody, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is this starting to sound a lot clearer to you than you started the phone call?
Yes.
All right, hold on.
Yeah.
So stay with that. Stay with yes, because I know you want me to throw a job title at you, but we're not ready for that yet. That's what you want me to do, but we're not there. But are we on the right track as we describe this work from 50,000 feet in the air? Yes or no?
Definitely, yes.
Okay, great. I know we are. Now, let's look at the last piece, mission. This is where this all comes together and gets detailed. Who are the people you most want to advocate for and recommend things to? They've got a problem. There's a group of problems. So I want to know the people and their challenges, their problems, and then the solutions that you're excited about advocating for or delivering to them. Tell me, answer that.
I would say my target population is, well, I have several.
Okay, go ahead. List
children,
them. Who? Children?
Children, women, or I guess people that don't have easy access to certain resources.
Okay, tell me more about the problem these children have that you would want to help solve, or women. Give me both. Describe their challenge, their problem that you want to dive into.
Honestly, I would say just overall happiness and whatever that means to that individual. Because in the past, for example, I've helped people prepare for like GED exams, or I've helped people like kind of direct them to like a certain industry that provides a certain service they were interested in.
Okay.
So it really just depends on what they find happening.
Right.
I don't really have anything in particular.
All right. Yeah. Just for fun. Let's skip ahead of this process. Cause I think you're ready to blurt mm-hmm. something out. You ready to blurt something mm-hmm. out? Just let it rip off your heart.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, you are. Say yes. All right. Knowing what you know now, what we've just discussed.
Mm-hmm.
Take me 10 years down the line. You're doing this dream gig. What are you doing? Describe it. Let your heart answer this, not your head. What are you doing?
I'm definitely within like a small, I would say like a small community where we may like do outreach programs and like reach out to people. And I don't know.
Come on, say it. No, who is it? Who's on the other end of that outreach? Is it women and children that are mm-hmm. behind the eight ball, you know, in life? Or is it, you know, kids getting ready for the next chapter? What is it? Just say it. Don't think about it. Say it. Who are mm-hmm. you doing outreach for? You had it. You just started disqualifying mm-hmm. yourself. I know you did. I heard you doing it. What's the dream job 10 years from now? Describe it in 20 seconds or less. Go.
I would say reaching out to families and that come to us to look for resources that direct them to what they want to gain out of life.
Okay, great. So you know where that is. Mm-hmm. You know where it is. That's in your community in the form of mm-hmm. a nonprofit, religious organization, mm-hmm. Charities, government programs. So it could be local or county mm-hmm. government or state government. Where are people coming? And that's what you've got to do your research on. That's your homework assignment. That's what you want to do. You want to be a person mm-hmm. who helps get to a people group what they need, whether it be food, education, resources, nutrition, whatever it is. That's what you have to figure out. But that's the kind of work you want to do, and stop overthinking it. So now go find who's doing that in your area. Hey, I got to run real quick. Don't forget, you matter and you have what it takes. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we have more from the Ramsey Network, like Ramsey Call of the Day.
The Ramsey Call of the Day is a quick daily dose of advice on life and money, featuring callers from the Dave Ramsey Show. Hear from me, Dave Ramsey, as well as the other Ramsey personalities. We're here to give you hope and guidance in the areas of money, career, relationships, and more in under 10 minutes.
Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts or download our Ramsey Network app.